Join me on May 13th to the 21st on our Paraguay Investors Tour. Earlier this year, I unveiled an exciting real estate project in Paraguay that sold out in one day. Now, you can come down to Paraguay side by side with me to learn about what everyone was so excited about and even see new exciting projects you can participate in. We will also examine residency, banking, safety, and many other important aspects of a proper Plan B. Join us for this luxury tour to Paraguay on May 13th to the 21st, and tickets include all food, alcohol, transport, activities, hotel stay, and domestic flights. For more information, please email Susan James from my team at trips@expatmoney.com or visit our tours page at expatmoney.com. Email trips@expatmoney.com for more information. All Expat Money subscribers are welcome to join me for this trip. Seats are filling up fast. Email trips@expatmoney.com.
We all dream of seeing the world, but the realities of living somewhere outside your place of birth can be daunting, to say the least. Welcome to the Expat Money Show, helping you make the most out of your overseas career through conversations with successful expats on investing, entrepreneurship, self-improvement, and continual education, all while sharpening your financial acumen. Now please welcome your host, with over 20 years of overseas experience, Mikkel Thorup.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. My name is Mikkel Thorup. This is the Expat Money Show. And recently, my family and I went on vacation to Colombia. Now, we met a whole bunch of people when we were there, and you've probably seen on the newsletter some of the things that we've been up to. But I actually spent a lot of time with my buddy Jason and his wife Sophie, and we sat down and recorded a YouTube video, which was so excellent that I thought I would put it out on the podcast as well. So today's episode is a little bit different. We actually sat down in person at a cafe, so you might hear some plates clinking in the background and maybe some people having a glass of wine or something. I'm not sure. But we did it all in one take. There is no editing, no nothing. It is very raw, but the topic is so awesome and so interesting that I thought you guys would really get a lot of benefit out of it. So if you want to see the video version of this, you guys can go to expatmoneyshow.com/YouTube. You can subscribe to our new YouTube channel, and I highly encourage you do, because there is a lot of content there that is not going to be found anywhere else. But you can also see a lot of the dynamics from this conversation. Otherwise, put your headphones in, listen to this one. You're going to really like it. So, what are we going to talk about today? Well, we're going to talk about medical tourism in Colombia, and specifically medical tourism in Medellin. Jason's company is awesome. They really do a fantastic job of helping Americans and Canadians, but also Europeans and really people from anywhere in the world come to Colombia to get medical tourism done. Now, you'll see the reasons why. I think we'd paint a very clear picture that makes this a absolute no-brainer why you would want to consider medical tourism. But we go through so many different things on here. So I think you're going to find this really good. If you guys actually want to get a hold of Jason, all you need to do is shoot him an email. It's jason@expatmoney.io. jason@expatmoney.io. He's going to get a copy of that, and he said he'd be happy to do some consultations or answer any questions that anybody has. So enjoy today's episode. As I said, you guys can check out the video version on YouTube at expatmoneyshow.com/YouTube, and you'll find Jason's video in there. Okay, enough of all this. Let's get into it. Welcome. My name is Mikkel Thorup. I am the host of the Expat Money Show. And today I am very lucky. I'm joined by my friend Jason, and we're going to be discussing medical tourism. So Jason, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Now, explain to us straight off the bat, what is medical tourism?
Great question. So our business, medical tourism, is we bring foreigners here from various parts of the world, specifically Canada, United States, as well as Europe, to get various different medical treatments basically from head to toe, whether it's hair transplants, dental, cosmetics, orthopedics, you name it. Mm-hmm.
And today we are in Colombia, specifically Medellin. Why would someone want to look at Medellin and Colombia as a whole for medical tourism?
Geographically speaking, Mikkel, it's a great location. It's close. You've got direct flights from Miami. You've got direct flights from Panama, Toronto, Vancouver, Los Angeles. I mean, it's great. Weather-wise, it's absolutely perfect. The city of Eternal Spring is what they call it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're basically on Eastern Standard Time here as well. So for a lot of people who are doing business, it's much easier to go north-south.
opposed to east-west or anything like that, which can be sometimes a little bit jarring. Now, speaking about the flights, about how long does it take to get down here to Colombia?
Generally speaking, direct flights from Miami are anywhere from right around 3 hour mark.
Nice.
Of course, from Panama City, it's very quick, maybe less than an hour. I've got direct flights from Costa Rica. Los Angeles, it's going to be a little bit of a longer trek, depending on your flight pattern, but it's all pretty manageable within an 6 to 12 hour window.
Okay. So now, medical tourism is all over the world. There's many countries that do medical tourism. Why Colombia? Why Medellin?
Why Colombia and why Medellin? And you're right, medical tourism is a growing industry. It is all around the world, in Asia, in Europe, here in Latin America. But proximity here, it's why Medellin and why Colombia? The advantages are huge. One being price point. You have a significant savings in not only your time, but your money coming here to Medellin, Colombia, to get your procedures. Also, in addition to that, high quality medical care, top-notch facilities, very high-tech modern equipment in all the facilities that we work with.
Okay, so break down a little bit about the hospitals, about the facilities here from the technology side. I mean, there is a lot of stigma about Colombia and Latin America in general. I mean, I've traveled extensively through here. I have not seen necessarily what people talk about, but on Netflix and all these programs,
right.
they paint not a nice picture. So what is the reality?
The reality is it's a beautiful country. There's a lot to offer here. There's many opportunities for anyone, whether it be obviously what we're talking about, medical tourism, whether it be investment opportunities or just tourism adventure. There's a lot to offer here throughout the country, not only just Medellin. Medellin's famous for the City of Eternal Spring. There's a lot of vegetation, adventure tourism, textile industry. There's a huge, Medellin's like a mecca for fashion within South America.
Okay, but what about the hospitals specifically?
Right. The hospitals specifically are very modern. There is both a private and a public system here. For example, for New York City. New York City has 3 trauma centers. Medellin actually has 9 trauma centers. Mm-hmm. All the equipment in the facilities that we operate in and use with our clinics and our associations with the specialists are modern equipment. They import their equipment from the United States or Europe, specifically Germany, so it is high-tech, modern, up-to-date equipment.
Okay. How about from the doctor's sides? Do they speak English? Are they well-trained? Are you watching their certificate and making sure they're up-to-date with all the cutting-edge medical technology?
Yes, indeed we are. We have working relationships with some of the top medical physicians, clinics in Medellin.
Okay.
We do, as you mentioned, we certify that their licenses are up-to-date, not only professionally, but their clinics are clean, modern, as we just shared. The large majority of them do speak English, and they are either trained in the United States or Europe. So they've got a vast knowledge of different cultures, languages. You're not just limited to Spanish and English. Some of them do speak French and German. So you're not just a narrow window of Spanish or English.
Okay, that makes sense. So I guess talk to me a little bit about what are the common procedures that people would come to Colombia and for, in general, medical tourism?
Great question. So it is from head to toe what we deal with. The large portion of those procedures, Mikhail, are dental, like smile designs or, you know, root canals, bridges, braces like Invisalign. You can also come here for LASIK surgery, hair transplant, which I'd like to do because I'm getting older and I want to keep my hair, what I have left. We also do a lot of work in regenerative medicine. So specifically like exosomes and stem cells and PRP and cosmetic treatments that way. Some of the people that we work with are working professionals or professional athletes, but it's not limited to those, that type of people. I mean, it from children to, we have a mummy makeover. So like a tummy tuck and liposuction, breast augmentation, bum implants, whatever it may be, we work with it.
And who is this for? Who is medical tourism for?
Medical tourism really is for anyone who has the ability to travel. And those who don't necessarily, for example, in Canada, where we're from, there is generally a long wait list. For example, like an MRI, or if you need to see a specialist, generally you go through the process of seeing your general practitioner or
your GP first,
your GP first, and then that doctor has to write a prescription or refer you to a specialist. That time frame in Canada specifically can be a long waiting list, anywhere from 6 months to 12 months or more. And when you need to see a specialist, you need to actually see them now, not 6 months or a year from now. So you have a time savings that way for people who want treatment now or within the week. For example, if you need an MRI and you call us this morning or tomorrow morning, we can generally have you in to the specialist to have an MRI that afternoon. For somebody from the United States, obviously a significant savings in price point.
For sure.
Anywhere from 30% or 50% or more in some cases.
Okay. Now, I know the answer to this. I'm going to be a little bit sarcastic here, but is medical tourism really only for billionaires and the rich and famous and, you know, Hollywood stars and these types of things?
It's not. I mean, we treat children. We've treated single parents. We treat, obviously, working professionals, professional athletes, business owners such as yourself, you know, retired people who may be on a budget. It's really literally for anyone.
So what I'm hearing you say is it's for men and women, young and old, for many different types of procedures, whether that be cosmetic or health or regenerative. There's many different types of things that someone might want to look at medical tourism. And in this example, specifically at Columbia, because there are so many advantages with this.
Most definitely. I mean, as I said, again, we treat from head to toe, you know, whether it's a sports injury that you had or received when you're playing hockey back in Canada.
Yep.
You busted a leg or broken an ankle or, you know, in a football injury when college ball that's still nagging you. You can come down and get treatment, whether it be for stem cells or see an orthopedic specialist. There's many various different types of specialties that we can work with you on.
Okay, so you've mentioned stem cells a couple of times, and I think it's a really fascinating topic, especially what's happening with the FDA and blocking some type of different types of procedures. Maybe you can explain a little bit more about the stem cells and why someone might want to come here opposed to getting things done in the US.
Great question. So stem cells specifically and regenerative medicine, as well as all the other doctors and clinics that we work with, are highly regulated. However, the difference being, Mikhail, here in Colombia is more specifically with that field, you have the ability to get a higher quality and a higher quantity of stem cells here in Colombia as opposed to what you would get in Canada or elsewhere in the world. You have the ability here to culture the stem cells to a certain degree. Again, everything's highly regulated, similar to the FDA, but there's just different regulations where we're able to do more and different than what we can in the United States or Canada.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. So let's say that we have a client and they watch this video and they decide, Jason, I want to work with you. What would the process be like? What is the onboarding for a new client? Paint me a picture here.
Great question. So the context of our business is really relationship-based.
Okay.
So that looks like us having a video call if you're in your home country.
We get on Zoom or Skype.
Zoom or Skype or whatever platform you want it to be, whether it be FaceTime, and really getting to know you as a person, what you're looking for, what's been nagging you, what you want to work on, and then really prioritizing what you want to do first. I mean, you don't have to come here just to do one procedure. We've got many clients that come for multiple procedures at each visit, or they plan out doing multiple procedures a year, and then we help them with their travel arrangements, not necessarily flights, but hotel arrangements, whether they want Airbnb. Some come with family and friends, because it can be a major surgery. They may need assistance, so we can also provide, like Airbnb, have a kitchen set up, or in-home nursing, if you've got various dietary needs from, you know, in fitness, you have very specific dietary needs.
Sure.
So from the video consult with you, we discern what you want to do first. Then we will organize consultations with the specialists.
Okay.
Allow you to choose who you want to work with, because it's not about what we want, it's about what the client wants.
Okay.
And giving them the opportunity to choose who they want to work with.
So you schedule a call, video call, you start discussing all of these types of things. You plan out and map. Now, is this done, you know, a day before, a month before, a year before, timeline? What does that look like?
Great question. We generally love to have at least a couple weeks notice.
Okay.
Ideally,
weeks is quite good.
Yeah, weeks is quite good.
Yep.
In the space of like regenerative medicine or like a major procedure, whether it be a mummy makeover or a big cosmetic procedure. Ideally, a month advanced notice would be ideal. Mm-hmm. More specifically for regenerative medicine, we like to put a person on a low inflammatory diet.
Oh, cool.
Because the reason for that is really setting your body up to win, so to say, because stem cells are great for lowering inflammation within the body. However, if we can lower as much inflammation in the body prior to you getting treatment, you're going to maximize the results of the stem cells, so to say.
Okay, and I assume that actually goes for all of the surgeries.
All the surgeries, exactly.
Yeah, not just stem cells.
We can also, to expound upon that, we can also incorporate, in addition to your surgery, again, dietary needs, various regenerative medicine procedures, whether it be oxygen therapy, ozone therapy, vitamin drip therapy, cool. in conjunction with your procedure before and or after your procedure to speed up the healing process and make it much more enjoyable.
Okay, so someone comes on, they decide that this is what they want to do, you help form the plan. Do you guys do a contract with them? How does that
we
look
do.
From the paperwork
yeah,
side?
Yeah, we do. From the paperwork side, there is contracts with the client, with the clinics, with the doctors, such that everything's transparent, mm-hmm. everything's is...
So they're not getting a big surprise
no.
here when,
it's
when
not
they
a, it's,
arrive.
It's not a big surprise. Yeah. There's no surprise bills at the end. We walk through everything with you from start to finish and allow you to pick and choose basically what plan or package that suits you best.
Okay. And on that note, what are the prices like here? Like, take a couple of examples of
sure.
different procedures and compare them to something that we might know back home.
Excellent. So, for example, a smile design. A smile design in the United States can run anywhere between $8,000, $15,000 or more.
Wow.
It's generally about $1,500 per tooth. Whereas here, a smile design, whether it be porcelain or ceramic, can run anywhere from about $400, $500, $600 per tooth. So it's almost half mm-hmm. taking everything into consideration. So there's substantial savings there.
Yeah, that's even when you're counting in flights and hotels and everything like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Yeah. With regards to like an MRI, they're very costly in the United States yeah. as well as in Canada. Here, they can run anywhere from $80 to $200.
$80?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was like well over $1,000 where I used to live
yeah.
for an MRI.
So depending on the part of the body and what you need, the price will vary, but still substantially quicker and cheaper.
Okay, so what about some other examples like nose, breast augmentation, other types of popular, I would assume those are more of the
ones. Those are more popular procedures. So with regards to a nose, like if you've had your nose broken in the past or you have like a deviated septum, you can have a procedure here which will run anywhere from about $2,000 to $4,000. Whereas in the States, you're looking at least 30% more on top of that procedure. With regards to a mummy makeover, that price point is also a big, not a big seller, so to say, but a big procedure that a lot of women are looking for. They've had their family, you know, they want to get back in shape, mm-hmm. They want to gain identity and feel good again. Mm-hmm. So in the United States, it's upwards of $20,000 plus.
Yep.
Whereas here, wow. you're running anywhere from $6,000 to $10,000, somewhere in that price point.
Yeah, so it is worth the extra effort to get on an airplane and come down. So talk to me a little bit about before they arrive, after they arrive, you know, or I should say before the surgery, after the surgery. Do a lot of people turn this into a holiday as well? Do their tours? What does that look like?
Great question. So before their surgery, obviously through the consultation that we have and then the consultations with the doctors, we get a better idea of what their schedule is like. Some are very, very busy working professionals or stay-at-home moms. They're very busy as well. Working with their schedule. It can be anywhere from 10 days mm-hmm. to a month mm-hmm. or 6 or 8 weeks. Ideally, having somebody here for a month to 6, 8 weeks is optimal.
Yep.
And the reason for that is to really make an experience out of it, as well as after the surgery, you have the ability to have various different follow-up meetings with your surgeon, mm-hmm. such that the healing process is going really well. If there's any complications, which there rarely is, we have the ability to course correct or have that
sure.
have that adjusted while you're here, and then make an adventure or a stay out of it and enjoy what the city, Medellin, and Colombia, the country, has to offer.
Well, we've been here for 3 weeks now. We're actually flying out soon. And I mean, there's so many things that we still want to do here. And we've been out every day, all day, sightseeing, shopping, dining, amazing food, drinks, dinners, everything, like meeting friends, meeting all kinds of other expats here. So it really is a hub of the country, which is amazing to see. So it's not like one of those destinations where you're going to go and you're just going to go to the hospital and you're going to sit and do nothing. Right. I mean, yeah. This is beautiful weather. You're walking around, you're eating healthy food, lots of natural fruits and tropical fruits of these types of things from the Amazon basin, and a lot going on there.
There is lots to see or do, whether you come down on your own. We'll definitely be with you every step of the way. Mm-hmm. However, if you want to come down with friends and family, there's something to do for everybody. Okay. Bring your kids. There's lots to see and do. You will not be bored. Trust me on that.
And if my subscribers, they want to do something like this, but they don't speak perfect Spanish, they don't speak fluent Spanish, is that something they should be afraid of?
Not at all. That's a common question, and thank you for asking that, is, well, I don't speak Spanish. I how am I supposed to manage? Well, no worries. We, myself or my wife, and if we're not available, we'll provide a translator for you. 95% of the doctors that we work with and the clinics that we work with do speak English. And in the rare chance that they don't, we will provide a translator for you in your respective language.
Okay, amazing. So you help, just to recap, you help with the planning to make sure that people know exactly what they need to get done.
Exactly.
Then you help to set up the consultations with the doctors, with the hospitals.
Correct.
You help to organize where they're going to be staying, which neighborhood, these types of things.
Yes.
Help to organize transportation from the airport to the hotel.
Yes.
Then go with or have one of your staff go to the consultations with the doctors, or at least make sure that they're in the right spot at the right time. Provide the translation if it is needed, then help to organize tours or any tourist activities.
Yes.
Make sure that all of the follow-up is done correctly, that if there's any more consultations. Wow, it's a lot of stuff.
And it doesn't stop there, Mikel. I mean, once you finish your procedure here or your stay here, again, from the start of our talk, it's very much a relationship business.
Sure.
So we'll maintain a relationship with you moving forward. Check up with you 3 months out, 6 months out, 9, 12 months out, just to make sure you're doing well. If you've got any additional questions, we'll line up those additional meetings or consultations with the doctors such that you're well looked after.
Well, and I would also imagine that someone might be a little bit hesitant the first time they were to do something like this. So they might come down and do one procedure, get a feel for it, understand what it's like. Do they like this type of medical tourism? Is this something that speaks to them? Do they like travel at all? You know, then when they go back home and they look at the cost savings and the savings in time, and the amazing vacation that they had and the fantastic people that they met, maybe they would come back a second time. And because you built up that relationship with them, of course, they're going to be working with you again.
For sure. And that's our intention. As I said, you know, create that relationship that you continue to come back time and time again, whether it is for medical procedures or working with somebody like Mikel for investment opportunities or assistance with anything else that you offer. You definitely are not solo. You're not just in one country. You do it globally. So, I mean,
yeah, having a helping hand to do any of these types of things, like in today's video, we're talking about medical tourism, but anything for going offshore or being an expat and working with local professionals is 100% the way to do it. I cannot stress this enough. After 21 years of traveling overseas and living around the world, work with the local people. Sometimes when people try to do these things themselves, they think that they're actually saving money, but actually it is costing them a lot more money and a lot more time. So before we wrap up today, is there anything else that you think that people should know or understand about medical tourism or about medical tourism in Medellin?
Really, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised in at least looking into what there is to offer, because I'm a firm believer if you don't ask, you don't get. And if you don't ask or at least explore the opportunity, you don't know what you're missing. I mean, there's so much to offer to live better longer. We don't have anything if we don't have our health. So why not take care of it now rather than later?
Yeah, absolutely. Because this is not just about looking more beautiful. This is about health. We talked about regeneration, through stem cells and through other types of procedures. So if there is something that's nagging you, you know, this might be a very good option for you. So Jason, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it and sharing all your knowledge with my audience. If you guys want to get a hold of Jason, all you need to do is check underneath this video. There's going to be an email. It's jason@expatmoney.io. I encourage you to send him an email. I'm sure you would be happy to do some consultations.
I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much. And we'll see you guys in the next video. Thanks.
This episode may be over, but your journey to greatness continues by visiting our webpage and signing up for our newsletter. For convenient access to new episodes, show notes, and other crucial resources, visit expatmoneyshow.com. We look forward to you joining us on the next episode of the Expat Money Show. Safe travels.
Every month, we offer exciting new webinars for our community. Topics include how to use retirement accounts to buy real estate overseas, how to get a second passport in Latin America, why you should sell your stock portfolio and move your money offshore, how to buy beachfront rental properties in Brazil for less than $100,000, or apartments in Paraguay for less than $60,000. If you want to join us for free for these presentations with live Q&A, insider secrets, and exclusive opportunities with my professional network of experts, then go to expatmoney.com/webinars. That's expatmoney.com/webinars to register for free upcoming presentations. expatmoney.com/webinars.